Robert Mugabe secured a fifth term in office today when he was declared the winner in Zimbabwe's fiercest fought presidential election yet. Mugabe's challenger, Morgan Tsvangirai, called the result daylight robbery. And in Washington, President Bush described the election as flawed and said the United States does not recognize the outcome of the vote. But African countries are closing ranks behind Mugabe. From Johannesburg, NPR's Judy McCarthy reports.
The victory extends Mugabe's monopoly on power another 6 years. According to government returns, he won 56% of the vote to opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai's 41%. But Tsvangirai was having none of it.
The biggest electoral fraud I've ever witnessed in my life. But the people of Zimbabwe know better that this election does not reflect the true will of the people of Zimbabwe and are consequently illegitimate in the eyes of the people.
The man who gave Mugabe his most serious challenge in two decades accused him of destroying a once prosperous country and trampling the rights of those who dared oppose him. For all Tsvangirai's troubles, senior members of his Movement for Democratic Change now face charges of treason. Soldiers surrounded the MDC headquarters in the city of Bulawayo today, as a military presence built up in other cities. Yet Tsvangirai said his party does not accept the election of Mugabe, but he was vague about possible next steps.
We seek no confrontation with the state, because that's what it is looking for, but it is the people themselves who will have to decide what form of action to take.
Mugabe fought this election campaign on the promise of confiscating white-owned farmland for landless black farmers. His policy has encouraged unemployed veterans from the War for Independence to seize and occupy white-owned farms. Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the election was a vote in favor of the land redistribution.
We went to the people to seek their mandate for us to complete the unfinished business of the Liberation War. And it looks like that they are going to give us a firm mandate to complete that task.
Independent observers said the outcome was more likely a product of rigging and months of intimidation. The few Western monitors who were allowed in also said a deliberate ploy to provide too few polling stations meant thousands lost the chance to vote. European governments concluded the ballot had been far from free and fair. Speaking in South Africa, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Walter Kansteiner, called the election fundamentally flawed.
Supreme Court rulings in Zimbabwe were cast aside. The Constitution was flaunted. The independent media was persecuted. Civil society was marginalized. And the will of the people was the chief casualty.
The U.S. State Department later urged other African states to speak up for the rule of law and democratic principles. A rift has emerged between the West and many African governments over their continued defense of Mugabe. Nigeria and Kenya sent him congratulations today. And South Africa declared that while the voting process had flaws, the result was still legitimate. Samuel Musinyane led the South African monitors.
The people of Zimbabwe really came in their numbers to express their will through the ballot box. The opposition party participated in the campaigning, which in our minds legitimized their involvement in that process. And the whole process proceeded relatively peaceful.
Mugabe's government was making no apologies either. The Home Affairs Minister said, "The recent election in the United States wasn't our business, and so why should the international community be concerned about Zimbabwe?" Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Johannesburg.